Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, well, we had a USDA crop report out today. It's the WASDE December crop report. There's no crop production numbers in it. That's now on hold until January. That's when that happens. But they do update our world and domestic supply demand numbers. The corn number, they pulled that down 125 million bushels from last month, 100 million bushels below the average trade guess. So we're just above 2 billion bushels now. And that has corn on the high of the day right now for March corn, up a nickel, 448 and three quarters. The May up 4 3/4, 456. The March corn up 5. We'd be stronger than this in price if we wouldn't have such weakness in the soybean market. There's an old saying, you know, you can't soar like an eagle when you hang with turkeys. The bean number, the USDA was actually friendly, down 18 million bushels from the average trade guess, down 26 million bushels from the prior report, came in at 290 million bushels. But what's keeping it at bay is all this rain in South America, raining in some of the dry areas now into Argentina. So this precipitous decline we've seen in beans since last week, Monday, as we said in our newsletter, whenever you get a rally on beans into the 1st of December, they typically like to stumble in price, usually South American weather or something like that, into early December. And without China buying loads of soybeans every day on a flash sale, they got away with the sell-off again and pushed them down. And with the rains occurring, soybeans tried to take a run at unchanged in the day, and they were unchanged after the report, but back down 7 cents on the Jan beans at 1086.5. They're back to the scene of the crime, the back to the breakout of what was a year-long sideways trading range. We'd always go up to the 1080 range, then sell off back down to 950, then back up to 1080, and then back down to 950. Well, they broke out, obviously, in mid-October here of this about 45 days ago, 50 days ago, to the upside, went through to 1085, on to 1169.5. Now it came all the way back to that breakout point. We'll see if there'll be willing buyer as a price in improving prospect for the South American crop. USDA did leave all South American numbers unchanged as of yet. So soybeans, 1086.5, down 7 1/4. March off 8 1/4, 1097.5. We'll see if some former resistance becomes new support here. On the wheat trade, USDA raised the carryout to 901 million bushels. That's 50 million bushels higher than last month, but only about 13 or 12 million bushels above the average trade guess as we went into the report. Wheat's unchanged after being pretty sloppy here all morning because of corn is pulling on it. We have Chicago wheat right now unchanged, 534 3/4. Kansas March unchanged, 526.5, while Minneapolis March up 2 1/4, 573.5, May gaining 1.5 cents at 582 1/4. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. In the cattle futures, we are mixed presently, but both sides of unchanged. Actually, we were up $2 earlier on live cattle. Feeder cattle were up $3, and then we faded away despite boxed beef showing an improvement of $2.07 on the choice. Select up $1.32. Even the feeder index higher by another $1.50 today, 344 plus. But the board is at the moment hesitant, concerned about demand numbers. The report with the WASDE production numbers did show the stocks were starting to grow here, especially having recently seen some increase in imports. So cattle for December, which are deliverable here this week, down 42 cents, 226.90. February, though, up 15 cents, 226.82. April gaining 17 cents, 226.87. All three contracts literally within a nickel of each other in pricing. The June, though, carrying its normal discount up 15 cents right now, 220.55. Feeder cattle softer on the session right now. Jan feeders off 22 cents, 335.42. March down 20, 330.22. April down 10 cents at 329.62. In the hog futures today, we are softer, down 37 cents on February, 82.02. April off 50 cents, 86.50. And in the metals, another explosive day for the silver market. We have March silver up $2.53, $60.93, doubled in price on the year, like 107%. It's up since January of last year. Gold still stalled out. The high was 4,400 here back in October. It's only up $17 today at $4,235. Bitcoin gaining on the December contract, $3,245 today to $94,235. Fed Reserve meeting right now. They'll give us our 0.25% expected interest rate cut tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Any deviation from that will create some turmoil. So we'll see what that becomes. Crude oil today, lower by 68 cents a barrel, $58.20 on the January contract. January gasoline down 0.75 cents, $1.70 even, while diesel fuel gives back 4 cents a gallon to $2.25¾. Any questions on trading commodity futures? We're here to help you. We're at heartlandinvest.com, 701-222-0221. Thank you for listening, and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.